Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting introduces you to the candidates of the 2018 election. We've invited all candidates to join us for live interviews on In the Moment between now and November, but not all at once. Let's start with one at a time. Today, we welcome Corey Heidelberger. He's a Democrat. He's running for State Senate representing District 3, and he's with us on the phone now from Aberdeen. Corey, welcome back to the program.
Lori, thank you so much for having me. Glad to kick off your series on the legislative candidates.
We appreciate it. Let's kick it off right by getting right to the issues. And give us an idea of some of the, you know, the major topics that you would like to address in Pierre.
Oh, goodness, there's a bunch. The major ones, I mean, there are a number of issues that I've written about on my blog and that I care deeply about and that we need to fix in South Dakota. First one, I'd say, is defending voters. There are a lot of ways that this state and this current legislature has tried to take away voters' rights, especially in the area of initiative and referendum. You go back to their repealing initiated Measure 22, the Anti-Corruption Act. Only 3 months after we voted for it, they said, nah, you didn't really want that, and took it away from us. And since then, and before that and since, this Republican legislature has piled law after law, regulation after trick, after complication, after bureaucracy, onto the process of circulating petitions and trying to get measures on the ballot, to the point that they really want to make it impossible for South Dakotans to make their voice heard. I find that unacceptable. We need to send legislators to Pierre who will protect people's right to vote and to petition, not try to take it away. That's one big thing that I want to start with.
I'm going to jump in and ask you a question about that, because I'm wondering about, you know, when we covered that issue on this program, there were a lot of lawmakers who were pointing out how complicated and what the unintended consequences of that would be. And of course, we went through a similar situation, not quite the same, but there were some connections between that and what we saw with Marcy's Law, where, you know, they had to come back to voters again, and, you know, voters were able to make an adjustment to that. So would you address just the notion of when people, you know, sign ballots and put something and then mark it in the ballot box to get it sent to Pierre? What about some of those, you know, lawmakers who said this is more complicated than voters thought? What was your response to that?
My response to that is our legislators apparently don't trust voters very much. They seem to think voters are stupid. I agree that Marcy's Law was a bad law, and I wish the vote would have gone otherwise. I campaigned actively against it in 2016 because I knew it would be costly and complicated and it would hurt victims, not help victims. The majority disagreed with me, and that's fine. We move on. But it turned out I was right, and we needed to fix it. And we did fix it. We've got measures in place that allow us to fix laws when they go wrong. The solution to bad laws is not to take away the people's ability to make those laws and vote on them. The solution is to let the process play out and, you know, let the people figure it out. That's the difference between me and a lot of the Republicans in Pierre. I've got faith in the people of South Dakota to make good decisions and to be able to fix them when they find mistakes or unexpected consequences. Our current legislators think they're part of an elite club who should make all the decisions and don't trust the people at all. And that's totally the wrong mindset for our legislature.
All right. We're at Meet the Candidates right now. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment. Corey Heidelberger is my guest. He's running for District 3 State Senate. Give us another. I think we maybe have time for one more statewide issue, and then I have a national issue question to ask you. So one more really high priority state issue that you'd like to bring to the legislature.
Boy, not knowing which issue you're going to ask me about, I'll give you two quick ones. One, education. Blue Ribbon, the pay raise was a good idea, but we need to go further. We're still only at 48th, and we're still at the bottom regionally. We need to get our teachers up to regionally competitive market pay. I'd say the middle, the median for the region, not the basement of the region, because teachers deserve that pay for the work they have, and we need to offer competitive wages. Also, we've heard a lot about immigration in the state, which isn't even a state legislative issue. But we need a legislature that doesn't have legislators like my opponent who advocates racial profiling, for Pete's sake, who thinks we ought to stop people just because they look like foreigners and stop and frisk them. That's unconstitutional. It's racist. It's unacceptable. We need a South Dakota that says we're open for business. We're open for visitors. We need visitors and immigrants to supply our workforce because our demographics are dwindling in that regard. So we need a South Dakota that's open and inviting and constitutional, for Pete's sake. racist and hateful and buys into internet rumors about all the bad things supposedly that immigrants do. That's just wrong. And I promise to welcome everybody to this state.
What does that look like from a legislative perspective, to being open and welcome and say, you know, we're open for business, we welcome all people? From a legislative standpoint, is that, you know, a legislation that you introduce? Is that just a general attitude as you look at legislation that is introduced and fight against it?
Well, yeah, the way our legislature goes, it means it's legislation that we don't introduce. Like last session's Senate bill that Neil Capio introduced, trying to ban refugees from South Dakota. You know, and that was the bill where my opponent testified for it in committee and advocated racial profiling. It's things like that that make South Dakota look like a racist, unwelcoming state. And it's on an issue where, you know, practically speaking, the legislature has no role in governing immigration. Immigration is set by federal policy. And once someone's in this country, the South Dakota legislature can't constitutionally do anything to keep them out. That's just wrong. So really, it's not that we need new legislation saying, yes, immigrants are welcome. We just need less stupid, unconstitutional legislation that wastes our time in peer. We need a legislature that gets off the culture war and that focuses on the bread and butter issues of paying teachers, paying police, paving potholes, taking care of the parks, doing the practical business of the state that makes it a great place for everyone to live.
A quick question about the national scene. And I'm wondering, when you look at what's coming out of Washington with issues, you know, from tariffs to immigration to other topics, tax reform, what do you think is the most likely to impact South Dakotans, and that furthermore you can maybe address in a state legislative setting?
That's a real good question. I mean, if the U.S. government, if the Trump administration is going to cut off foreign markets for our local farmers, that's an economic disaster for us. You know, I don't think there's anything our legislature by itself can do to mitigate the loss of foreign markets for our corn, our soybeans, our pork, our dairy products. That's just a mess. And I even wrote today on the blog about, you know, dairy prices going down, soy prices going down, on top of already the trends that our farmers have been facing of lower, you know, collapsing farm prices due to other issues that have been in the trench for years. Tariffs are only going to make that worse. How does our legislature fix that? I'm not sure. I mean, really, if things go as bad as they look with our government saying we don't need global trade, we'll just do our own thing. We can't eat all the cheese and beef that we produce. It's just not going to happen. The market's not there. How we fix that from a South Dakota perspective is, number one, push the federal government to knock this craziness off and support the global trade that supports our local farmers. But number two, then we probably have to get into looking at, well, we have to revolutionize our agriculture. Instead of looking at an export-oriented market, you know, with big ag and big factory fields, we might have to look more at, well, what could we do to keep more people in business with locally based, self-sufficient agriculture, where we grow, you know, produce that we actually consume here in South Dakota. But I would say first priority just needs to we need our congressional delegation, our governor, everybody just to advocate and say tariffs are a disaster for our economy. We need to get our heads screwed on straight and support our farmers, not beat them up with these bad policies.
Corey Heidelberger, in our remaining 30 seconds to a minute, talk a little bit about collaborating. You're running as a Democrat with a supermajority of Republicans. If your voters send you to Pierre from District 3, how do you work with those Republicans and find consensus?
Well, number one, the hope is we get rid of that supermajority. That's part of the problem. Republicans aren't being held accountable because they can do what they want to override vetoes. We need to reverse that supermajority. But in terms of working with Republicans, I'll tell you this. I talk with lots of people, lots of voters, lots of legislators, and I have some of my best conversations and most productive conversations with Republicans who are further away from me on the political spectrum than anyone else in the state. I was a Republican once upon a time. I get along with Republicans, libertarians, whatever. I can overcome that partisan split and have those conversations. We need to break that supermajority, though, so that they recognize that they have to talk to the rest of us. That's key to going to Pierre and getting everybody to have a conversation and work for the good of South Dakota.
Corey Heidelberger is a Democrat. He's running for state Senate representing District 3. Corey, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day, Lori.